Because I don't have much to say, just as far as just running off the mouth. But I am going to try to bring some of the things that I think that's important. Now, in this school, I listen to, from the founder dean down, that I mean by that to in other words, we've come up under his tutor.
Right.
And then those of you that are not what you classify as teachers, you understand, are teachers just the same in giving a testimony of your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And you've gone out and you've tried to encourage us. Way of thinking. You see? Now, in these so called churches, and you partaking of what you call, what is called carnal order. In other words, if you go to church and you take communion, see? Or you get baptized. You see? Now, if that's, I'm going to say it as well, if that's God's way, of you coming unto a knowledge of Him, my question would be then, when you take, let me say it this way, if you ever do.
There was a time when I wouldn't
tell them they've got to speak.
They didn't like that too well.
They wanted to help Paul.
And I got some work for us back there too.
You don't see him up here at all.
Now, the way he spoke. Those of you that don't know, you could see the way he spoke. You would say, well, it's tough. You can't expect no better from him.
Right.
Because the old man in front of him got to the He don't know no better than father, his old man. And one of my sons got in trouble. And his wife left him. Got a divorce, too. Because this is what she said. She said that if your daddy would say to you, stick your head in the stove, you would do it. I don't want no husband like that. Now, I want to tell you something about that. Then I'm going to go on and tell you what I got up here. In 1944, he had a very serious third-degree burn over a good part of his body. And all of the doctors in the hospital were used to that. And this same woman that was telling you about. Screen around his bed and all that hard flesh just pulled off of him. I was in Cincinnati, Ohio at the time. And so they told me to come home right away. I come to Springfield right away if I wanted to see him alive. I went to Springfield. And when I got up there and I saw what he was doing, I said he wouldn't die. Not just fortunately did I say that. Even my own daughter, my oldest daughter, oldest man, I guess she is now. Yes, she's back then. He said, well, who does Papa think he is? Said, them doctors, some of them were in the Second World War and seen this napalm and all that kind of thing. Bye, and all, Dr. these people. They said that they had never seen nobody burnt like that and live. Now, here you go. Saying that he won't die. Now that's terrible. That isn't going to be talking against their authority of the doctor. Well now, for most of you right here in this audience, for most of you, know who I'm talking about. And you have seen him stand in this book in the Greek. Just like that one you have seen him stand. Well now look. Let me tell you something. See, I'm not the fellow you might think. No. And I want you to get something out of the service. And that's the reason why.
don't choose too much to have my flesh and blood up here speaking. Not because I don't think they're capable. No, indeed. Well, it is capable as anybody in. It's a man of much spirit. But the other fellows, they don't believe me. And they think that since I'm talking a different language, you see, and they're talking about current laws, as you said, everybody else is doing the same thing about that. They say, well, he ain't got no business. If he's daddy, if he's up, he ain't got no business.
Right.
You see? Well, we want you to get something out of the service. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
But now, look, we don't cut that out. We don't cut that out. And just let it go ahead on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let all of them go ahead on. And it's the more second round here, too.
Mm-hmm.
It don't have no license.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's been in this school a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you may not have no time to be a
chance.
We're going to let them get a good school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that goes for everybody in the school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a school. Being a school and teaching in this school.
You see what I mean?
Now, we're not going to say everybody's got license, including some of them that's already got it. We're not talking about them being license. The license ain't no good. I done told you that. See, that don't spare you, no.
Okay.
You see? You're
an artist. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
I'm like, this is just a routine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Operation coming to school that it's not like that.
That's right.
We want you to know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to know that you're in the church.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to know that Yahweh speaks.
Right.
Now, I want to tell you what's going on with happening. Now, if you read the newspapers, you know that the Jews, so-called, now I have to say so-called. Now, here's why I have to say so-called. Because there is not a nation under the sun, not a one, but what is mixed. My grandmother was right out of Ireland over there where they had all this cooking. She was a white woman. Then I got a little Indian.
Right.
And I don't have to tell you about the Negro. So now you see, no part of none of that's not going to help. But now, to kind of condense the thing, and I do want you to get something out of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I want you to see and I want you to understand. My reason for saying it. Now the people that are going back over here to the group, in the Holy Land. And all of that squabbling that's going on over there now between the Arabs and the Israelites. And the UN, Russia, and even the United States said that
the Israelites should give back all of the land that they took from them during the Six-Day War in 1967. They should give it back.
Right.
And the Jews are saying, no, we won't give it back. Now, the reason why we won't give it back is because, you see, it is our land. It was given to us of our fathers. And now people are looking at it, and it's so-called, now I've explained to you what I meant by so-called. I said every nation under the sun is a nation. In other words, they're integrated. But all nations under the sun are one blood.
Right.
And I said, well, now wait a minute, now I'll do that here. But let me see now. This one's got this type of blood, and the other's got the other type of blood. But it's all perfect. Now, let me move on to show. Now, the Israelites, you see, now what they call themselves is building Jerusalem again unto the Messiah.
Right.
And they think that Yahweh has given them that land. They have the power of them. And so they're going back over there. They're going out of every country that they can get a passport to leave. And gathering back into Jerusalem. Under the impression that they are good. Again, according to the scripture, unto the Son, as was the 490 year period,
right,
when they were released from Babylonia, which is our captive, that they were going to Jerusalem, under Nehemiah and Ezra, Dr. Clay and preach his bragging act. They were going back up to rebuild Jerusalem under the Messiah. Now, when Messiah did come along, according to the scriptures, they rejected him,
right?
And they cling to death. And they said, his blood be upon our hands. They did not know. And if they had known that he wasn't really the Messiah that Moses and the prophet said would come,
right,
and he would have been walking around here, they wouldn't know that, would you?
That's right.
At this point?
Right.
So now, the Jew, he's looking. Now, there's three types of Jew, too. I think I should tell you about that.
Mm-hmm.
Three kinds. Now, no real Jew. No real Jew. Disbelieves in Messiah.
Right.
No real one don't disbelieve it. So you can get that all messed up too. All of the Jews, the real genuine Hebrews, the seed of Abraham, every last one of them believed that Joshua was the real Messiah.
Okay.
But it was this Jew after the fact,
right?
Okay. That didn't believe. Now we have the Orthodox, the unorthodox, you see, and the conservative. He didn't say so. The one that won't come from under the law. And insist on keeping the law of Moses and looking for the Messiah. And when they did go back to Jerusalem and rebuild,
This city. Not this whole thing, this whole nation.
They were dispersed.
That's right.
Again. Mm-hmm. When Messiah was here.
Titus came up.
Yes.
In Rome. Yes. AD 7.
That's right.
And dispersed. Scattered out among all nations. Mm-hmm. And so now they're gathering back that. With the idea that they're building Jerusalem under the Messiah. Mm-hmm. Then come. Now, Christendom is teaching that he's going to come. You see? And I wouldn't, I didn't want to bring the books down here. But now this is what they think. And they're taking this from the prophecy of Zechariah. That his feet, Yahshua's feet, when he descends from heaven, that his feet will point the top of the Mount of Olives, and one part of it will divide to the south and another to the north. And there will be a great house, and he will set up his king, and we will live and rule and reign with him a 1,000 years. Now that's what you call the pre-millennial idea. Now then, there is a post-millennial idea. That, no, that he's going to come. And he's going to consummate the earth or burn it up. Create a new heaven and a new earth. And then that's where we'll live and reign with him 1,000 years. Now both ideas are wrong.
Okay.
That's right.
Both ideas are wrong. Now how does it happen that both are wrong? Now when you go back into the dispensation of ages. Suppose you come back here. Now, this flood is the end of that.
Right.
And then we come over into the other age, you see, and he comes. Now, then, this after the flood, that's the point. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, then, with the post-delusion, was, finished up. See, the antediluvian, the post-diluvian, and then comes this present. Now, you got, you know, so you can see what I'm talking about. You've got now back here. Got to go to the place up here, so you can tell. But now, let's count this one. He's got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But now, he's back in here, in the created.
Right.
That's what this is. That's the created. And that's the reason why it's a that's right. So now, then, here comes the age to come. Now, here's what I'm trying to get over to. See, not if it was a free. See, then he'd have to come as of now. You see, and set up the kingdom as they're talking about it. And as Jehovah's Witnesses say, he will do. And his feet is the pole, the top. I repeat, for the sake of showing, his feet, when he descends from heaven, his feet is supposed to touch the top of the Mount of Olives. And then it will divide asunder. Now you find that in Zechariah,
right?
Would you mind reading it, Doctor? So you can see what we're talking about. But now while he's finding that, let me go on. You see? Now, you see, this is what they did not see. You see, just like you, let's call it this way. Maybe I'm trying to fix it so you that are in the back. Now here is the most holy place. And here's the holy place.
And then add a four. That's 1, 2, 3.
Right.
Now, if you say a three,
okay. You see.
Now, then this is what you were saying. That after Jesus has ascended, he's gone in heaven. And now when he's descended, he's coming back and set up his kingdom on the earth. And he's going to have a spot of land there. And that's on the mount of power. See, according to Zechariah. And he's going to set up his kingdom. Now, listen. Every time you make an appeal to Yahweh about the small, and about the waters that are around Los Angeles being contaminated or polluted, he said you have to see a region. Then when you get to Sacramento to see a region, about the air being polluted, and about the waters being polluted, and about the insecticides and the poisons in the cyclamates. You understand? Then Regan said, no, you're wrong.
Nixon.
Then when you see Nixon says, well, I can't do nothing about myself. It takes Congress. See, in other words, just drug pass.
Right.
Now, here's what I'm talking about so you can understand. Now, what Joshua and Messiah would have to do, he'd have to come down and clean up this small business.
Yes, he
would. And so far, you've lived and reigned in with him 1,000 years. Under the circumstances of the that we have here.
Yeah.
Methuselah was the oldest man, 969 years. He never made the bridge.
That's right.
And with all this corruption and polluting that you've got now, all over the world, and they even took it up with the UN.
Right.
And they say, now that's international polluting and corruption. You see? Now he had to come down and do all of that. Get that all cleaned up and straightened out.
You see?
And then we're going to reign with him 1,000 years right here on this present earth. You see? And when you say anything to him about it, oh, Joe, God's going to do it.
Right.
Now, he didn't say he couldn't. But that's just not his claim. That's just not his claim. You see? Now, I was talking about popes. That's a priest. See, this is a what?
You
was this, man. That's right. Now, here's what I'm asking. I'm after showing you this. Now, before you read that, that's right. I want you to read Matthew 24:15.
When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place.
Stand in the holy place. Stand in right here.
Okay.
See? Now that's the end of me. See, now I say you don't want this God, right here. See, now, this is the holy place. This is the holy place.
Right.
This is our court.
Right.
Now this is where it says you stand.
Right. Okay.
Stand the holy place. See, that's the inner me. And this is where the Holy Spirit was poured out of me.
Right.
This is where the kingdom that you're talking about is going to come.
It is.
You understand? It is.
That's it.
But that son of mine won't let them be there.
That's right.
You see? But everything they're looking at it in the natural. All right. Read Zechariah.
Then shall Yahweh go forth and fight against those nations,
mm-hmm.
as when he fought in the day of battle.
Mm-hmm.
And his feet shall stand in that day
mm-hmm.
on the Mount of Olives,
mm-hmm.
which is before Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
on the east.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mount of Olives shall cleave
mm-hmm.
in the midst thereof,
mm-hmm.
toward the east and toward the west.
Mm-hmm.
And there shall be a very great valley,
mm-hmm.
and half of the mountain shall be removed toward the north,
mm-hmm.
and half of it toward the south.
Mm-hmm.
And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountain,
mm-hmm.
for the valley of the mountain shall reach unto Abel.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, ye shall flee,
mm-hmm.
like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah.
Now you've read that.
Okay.
Now it says, now this is where they're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Then when he comes, his feet stand on the Mount of Olives. Now I want you to look in the first chapter of Acts. In other words, see, they mess up one thing with the other. What they're talking about, going to happen, it's already happened. And what they're talking about building Jerusalem again under the Messiah is done with it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Getting on the line.
Find where he is sitting there. The first chapter of Acts of the Apostles.
Yeah, I'm not in no hurry with it.
And yet I am. They returned they unto Jerusalem.
Taken up from the Mount of Olives,
right?
It's the first chapter in the first few verses.
Yeah, first verse.
Yeah. All right. That's right. All right, leave.
which things are an allegory.
Which things are an allegory. Now, this is the Apostle Paul talking about the true covenant. You understand?
Yes, sir.
One from one place and another from another.
You see?
All right, he got it now.
For it is written that Abraham had two sons.
It is written that Abraham had two sons.
The one by a bondmaid.
The one by a bondmaid.
The other by a free woman.
Another by Sarah his wife, a free woman.
But he who was of the bondwoman.
But he who was of the bondwoman.